Mr. Herman.
Poop again!
Party on, dude!
10, 5, 4, 3, 2. Extreme close up!
Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. I'm Steven.
I'm Matt.
And thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for listening. If you listened last week, we had a twofer.
Yeah, a little two-parter.
Yep. Yep. So on Friday the 7th, we released our review of WrestleMania 39 Night 1 mm-hmm. with our dear close friend Jeff Wright. Mm-hmm. We took on the moniker of the Good Time Boys Wrestling Podcast
yes.
for that recording session. And then Night 2 was released the next day, Saturday the 8th. If you all listened to it when they released, those were the release dates. But if you've mm-hmm. listened to them after, you've just had two parts at your disposal already.
Yes.
So thank you all for listening to those. Hopefully, if you watched the event, you enjoyed it. If you didn't, hopefully you enjoyed our reviews. We recorded right after,
directly after,
so we didn't have the hindsight of the Monday Night Raw the next night or anything after.
We didn't see that Finn Balor's head was clearly split open.
Yeah,
it was nasty. We didn't paint it as, oh, get over it. But if there were certain details that came out afterwards mm-hmm. that we didn't touch on, it's because...
Yeah.
We recorded directly after without knowledge yep. of those things.
In the words of Bruce Hornsby from Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, that's just the way it is.
A-doo-doo-doo.
Yes, a song that did not come out in 2001.
Nope.
Because we would mention it, because we're talking 2001.
We're back at the 2000s retrospectives.
Yes. And this one is different than all the rest. We'll mm-hmm. get to the reason why here in just a second. But 2001 is continuing our year-by-year retrospective of the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done one of these in probably like a month.
Mm-hmm. Since 2002.
Yeah, since the year 2002. So yeah. It's been 21 years since we did one of these.
Crazy. I feel so old.
Me too. Not
you look
really.
Different.
So do I. Anyway, so 2000.
So do I.
Picking up on 2001 in February, we were able to do kind of knockout 04, 03, 02, mm-hmm. and then we did Martial Arts Month, which was a blast.
Yep.
WrestleMania with Jeff, and then now we're back to getting closer to closing out the 2000s mm-hmm. with our retrospective. But before we get to the year 2001, and as to why this episode, as you've probably already seen, is a little different than the other ones, why don't you let everyone know where they can find us?
Yeah, you can find us on social media. You can find us on Instagram. We're at the Radcast. Mm-hmm. The cast is spelled with a K. Radcast is all one word. And then as far as listening to us, you can find us on all major podcast apps.
Yes.
Your Spotify.
This is my favorite podcast.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Twitcher.
Mm-hmm. Amazon Music,
Stitcher,
now.
Amazon Music, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. Everywhere you get podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't know why I still give you a list of podcast apps when I just cover them all and anywhere you get podcasts.
Yeah. Anywhere you get podcasts, there mm-hmm. are some to where you can rate and review. Mm-hmm. We very much appreciate that.
Yep.
And if for whatever reason you don't feel like rating and review on any of your podcast apps of choice, hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah,
love
exactly.
to hear from you.
Yep.
Now, let's get into the year 2001, but we're not going to get into it before we introduce somebody who is with us, somebody that we met in the
yes.
year 2001. Matt and I, in the year 2001, at the beginning of 2001, were 9 years old, and at the end of 2001, we were 10.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, at the end of 2001, we moved school districts, moved
yeah.
houses, moved parts of the Florissant area,
yeah. St. Louis County.
Yes, and at this new school, Robin Wood Elementary, we met a friend of ours who's been a friend of ours
since then.
Yeah. Up
For
until
22
now.
22 years.
22! Yes, the voice of the man you just heard is a good friend of ours and has been since the fourth grade. Ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, Mr. Matt Swaffer.
Hello, all Matt. Right.
Hello,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, baby.
Matt is here with us to help regale all of you about what happened in the year 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Matt was like, we met in 2001. Hint, hint. And we were like, oh, yes, we did. And he's like, hint, hint. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to be doing an episode of 2001. Come on down, Matt.
Yeah.
So for those of you that are just joining us with these retrospectives, yeah. what we try to do is showcase celebrity deaths, movies, television releases,
world events,
music releases, world events, sporting events. In the 2000s, we're doing video games. In the 90s, we did comic books.
Yeah.
So anything that's
briefly.
Kind of... Briefly.
We also did video games
yeah,
in the 90s.
Yeah, it's anything that is kind of applicable to that decade.
Right.
We try to showcase as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer, before you listen...
We're going to miss some things.
We're going to miss things.
Yeah.
I literally, for movies, whenever I do... Matt and I have been switching, you know, yeah. as far as like whenever... Depending on the year
who
of who does what.
Yeah.
I know when I do movies, I go through like 10 or 11 pages of IMDb.
Yeah.
I go through like 600 titles just to try
oh,
and
yeah.
grab whatever I can. We try to be as thorough and
yeah.
in-depth as possible.
And yeah, the amount of times Steven will text and be like, oh, we forgot about this album in this year. Oh, we forgot about this.
True Ant by Alien Ant Farm came out in
2003,
which we missed.
Yeah. I won't miss the Alien Ant Farm release from this year, though.
Yes, exactly.
Don't say what it is.
I won't.
That'll be my turn.
I know.
His thing.
That's Matt's thing. And
that
then
I do so well,
yes.
even though I just said we miss a lot of albums.
It's all right. And then we'll be referring to Matt if he has any memories with a lot of the stuff that
mm-hmm.
we talk about in all those different subjects.
And encouraging him to interrupt the shit out of us.
Yes, exactly. So let's talk about people who had their lives interrupted in 2001.
Oh!
It's always... The most tactful
Some sort
how
of
we get into that
segue.
I'm sorry for those of you who died. Don't haunt me.
Don't haunt me.
So the deaths of 2001. One of the more notable. I mean, these are all kind of notable, but the
yeah.
first one that popped up, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
A life
yeah.
cut way too short.
Yep. Way to things she could have done and mm-hmm. already did to
mm-hmm.
this point.
Oh yeah. Yep. A rising star in the R&B scene.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great voice.
Yeah,
she just was in Queen of the Damned.
Yep.
Not really a great movie, but
yeah.
it showed that she could be an actor as well.
Yep.
Somebody who, again, just way too star burned out as she was on Earth, like
yeah.
way too soon.
Yeah.
George Harrison.
Oh, yeah, the Beatles. Yeah.
I say that like, it's like, oh, the guy from the Beatles. You guys know. Yeah, exactly. Legendary artist.
Yeah.
Many refer to him as their favorite Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
They would not be off base with that.
Sure.
His solo stuff is also legendary. Also with his stuff with the Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
Supergroup. Dale Earnhardt. NASCAR
yeah,
driver.
The Intimidator.
Yeah. I remember when this happened, we were watching ESPN, and it was like, breaking news, Dale Earnhardt, the last lap of the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Crashed into a wall.
Yeah.
Really tragic death.
Yeah.
Jack Lemmon. Classic
yes.
actor.
I mean,
legendary
actor, but of course.
Both of
yeah.
comedy and drama.
Mm-hmm.
His son was in Thunder in Paradise. Correct, Matt?
Yeah.
Yes, he was in Thunder in Paradise. We just talked about Thunder in Paradise a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Anthony Quinn, another legendary actor.
Yeah.
Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Yep. Joey Ramone. The lead singer of the Ramones.
Who's the Ramones?
They were a
great pop group from the 60s, and they liked to wear kabuki masks.
And they ate potatoes on stage.
While harmonizing.
They
had a doo-wop section of the concert,
and then they had a spoken word section,
yeah.
a la the Doors.
Right.
So those are the Ramones.
And one of them ate a bat.
Yeah, while on stage. a bag of bats. Instead of a drum solo, he had a bag of bat-eating solo.
Yeah, exactly.
Bat out of hell.
Mm, with a tub full of lemonade to wash it down.
Mm, yes, which he ate with he drank with a ladle.
Yeah. I love the Ramones.
Me too. Anyway, Toy Trang.
Yeah.
Trini
Ranger,
the
yeah.
original Yellow Ranger.
I love Trini.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
She was great. And she passed away in a car accident. So
yeah.
a young life cut way too short.
The importance of the Yellow Ranger in the dynamic of the Power
mm-hmm.
Rangers. And I'm not
yeah.
saying that facetiously.
No, of course not. And we'll dive more into it when we do Mighty Morphin May here in a few
yeah.
weeks. But Perry Como, legendary crooner
yeah.
of the late 40s and 50s
yeah.
and 60s. William Hanna, one half of the legendary duo of Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, Barbera. Gotta
mm-hmm.
love him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
for sure.
Of course. of course, Ray Walston, Mr. Hand, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's also the Martian, the titular Martian, my favorite Martian.
Yeah.
Blues musician John Lee Hooker, Kathleen Freeman, character actress. You look at her and you're like, oh, she was in that. For those of you out there who are going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of Hocus Pocus like we will come October and September, she was the teacher in, in Hocus Pocus. Yeah. That Max like
had a crush on.
Yeah, exactly. Sanderson sisters, I'm gonna take the witch hat and shove it up your ass, Teach.
Yeah, Sanderson sisters, give it. He's like, give me a break.
That's far out, man. California. Gina Mastro Giacomo. She's Janice Rossi.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
In Goodfellas. Yeah. Anne Haney, who was another character actress. She was Mrs. Selner, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh yeah.
She's liar.
Yeah.
So many things.
Yeah.
Victor Wong.
Oh.
Victor Wong. Yeah. Egg Shen and Big Trouble in China. And Grandpa and all of the Three Ninjas movies.
Yes.
We watched one of the times we hung out with Matt. We watched Three Ninjas.
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh. He also got eaten in Tremors.
Oh yes.
Favorite part.
That was one of the scenes they played in his In Memoriam at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
David Graff, who was Tackleberry in Police Academy, the Police Academy movies, and The Dad and Brink.
Yeah, great movie.
Mm-hmm. Mary Kay Ash.
Mary Kay Ashley Olsen?
Yes. No, she's the innovator of Mary Kay.
Oh, okay.
Innovator. She just took a bunch of shit and told people.
Founded it.
It's multi-level marketing scam. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Avon.
Yeah, exactly. Mary Kay's not multi-level. Shut up.
I don't know.
Louis Arquette, who was an actor in his own right. Yeah. He was in a lot of he was in a few of the Christopher Guest movies.
Yes.
More notably, Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah.
But he also...
He died in 2001?
Uh-huh. Okay. Character actor who was also the father of David Arquette, Patricia Arquette,
Alexis Arquette.
Yeah. So all of father-in-law of Courtney Cox Arquette.
the most important of all the names we mentioned.
Yeah. Imogene Coca, she's Aunt Edna in Vacation. The crotchety aunt whose Clark accidentally tied her dog to the bumper of the car.
I've never seen the original Vacation.
I've seen parts.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's a classic.
Oh, of course.
But I've just never seen it.
Yeah. Here's someone who you've probably seen and your favorite cartoon character, Lorenzo Music, who is the voice of Garfield.
I hate Garfield.
Yeah.
And I hate him by extension now, Lorenzo Music.
Yep.
You know, I knew who Lorenzo Music was.
Right. Christopher Hewitt, Mr. Belvedere. Mm-hmm. Whitman Mayo, the old man with Alzheimer's, DJ abducts from the old folks' home in Full House.
Oh, yeah.
He's also in Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
He's Fred Sanford's best friend.
Yeah.
Jason Miller, who wrote this championship season. He's also Father Karras in Exorcist 1 and 3.
Oh,
and he's the father of Jason Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Who, of course...
Lost Boys,
among other
things. Last October.
Yeah. Morton Downey Jr.
Hey, Mr. Downey!
Yeah, the first, you know, real, like, trash TV.
Provocateur,
you know, television host.
Got sprayed in the face with a fire hydrant by Rowdy Piper.
Uh-huh. Soccer the Dog, Wishbone.
Oh.
Chris Adams.
I didn't like Wishbone.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I thought it was boring.
Yep.
Gentleman Chris Adams.
Yeah,
you know, WCCW, Stampede Wrestling, among a lot of other territories.
Yeah.
A star in his own right. Eddie Matthews, a famous Milwaukee Braves slugger.
Yeah.
Willie Stargell, another baseball legend, Pops.
Yeah.
A part of the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep. I remember.
Who won those World Series in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Terry Gordy, another legend in his own right. Yep,
Terry Gordy.
Yep. Matt, what team was he a part of?
He was on the Fabulous Freebirds.
Yeah,
Fabulous Freebirds.
Baby. Freebird rule, baby.
Also, he was on the Miracle Violence Connection with Dr. Jeff Steve Williams.
That's right. Yeah. Which promotion was that?
I want to say it was All Japan.
Okay. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. That would make a lot of sense. Lou Boudreau.
Yeah.
MLB Hall of Famer. Hank Ketchum. the creator of Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
So those are some of the celebrity deaths of 2001.
Gotcha. And so here are some of the current events, some of the world events. There's an obvious one in 2001.
Yeah.
I'll get to it.
Yeah.
A series of anthrax attacks spreads fear amongst the American public, and several people are infected by handling infected letters.
Mm-hmm.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy reopens to the public during December of 2001. The popular tourist destination was built in 1360. It closed in 1990 for repairs.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It opened 11 years later after a team of engineers, architects, and soil experts. So I guess a lot of people were peeing on the walls.
found out this thing's leaning.
Yeah, exactly. Successfully stabilized it without removing its famous tilt.
So it was the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why did nobody make that connection.
When you first said the Leaning Tower of Pisa reopens, I thought you'd be like when people realize it's supposed to be the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Right. Yes.
Or the Leaning Tower of Chisa.
We put a sparrow in there.
yes.
There were multiple attempts to fix the sinking tower. I guess it was sinking.
Mm.
And it was accomplished by removing soil underneath to counter the tilt.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical companies agree to sell AIDS drugs for cost price in Africa, a discount of up to 90% to help fight against AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
13 of the most popular museums in England are now free to visit.
Cool.
So that's neat. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Come see the things we stole through colonialism.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Wikipedia goes online.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's how we got a lot of this information.
Wikipedia.
Exactly. Napster's closed down by court order following an injunction on behalf of the Recording Industry Association of America.
Thanks, Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, that's just it's Lars Ulrich.
Yeah,
exactly. I still want the 99 cents from Enter Sandman.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't steal my music.
It's my music. You can hear me play good drums on it. Apple Computer releases the iPod.
Oh, man.
That was a game changer.
Oh, of course.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Hewlett-Packard and Compaq merge. The remains of what may be the oldest ancient human are found in Ethiopia, estimated to be 5.5 million years old. The unmanned solar aircraft Helios reaches a record height of over 18 miles above the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft releases Windows XP.
Ah, of course.
Let's see. The United States invades Afghanistan with some participation from the UK, marking the beginning of the U.S. War on Terrorism campaign, seeking to oust the Taliban and find Al-Qaeda, mastermind Osama bin Laden. And the reason that those efforts were taken was because on September 11th, 2001, and this is like one of the biggest American tragedies in the history of our country, in the history of the world.
The biggest in the last 20 years,
one of the biggest in American history.
It's been
touched on several times, especially through movies, documentaries that were released, especially a few years after. I mean, every year we commemorate it, and everyone's reminded of it.
It's one of those questions of where were you when September 11th happened.
Yeah. 19 hijackers simultaneously took control of four U.S. domestic commercial airliners. The hijackers crashed two planes into the World Trade Center in Manhattan, New York.
Mm-hmm.
One into each of the two tallest towers. Within 2 hours, both towers collapsed. The hijackers crashed the third aircraft into the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters, the Pentagon, in Arlington County, Virginia. Fourth plane crashed into a rural field in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, following apparent passenger resistance.
Yeah.
So heroes on that plane prevented
for sure.
another potential disaster.
Yeah. And I remember, and we were at school when all of the coverage was happening. When it happened, we were getting ready for school. Were you at school that day?
Yeah, I was at school. I think I first heard the coverage on the radio on the way to school, then they were playing it on the TV at school.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember because at Robinwood, where we all went, a lot of the time we didn't have like conventional hallways. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of outside walking, so sometimes, because of certain classes were located, we had to walk through other classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, I think we were leaving art. Matt and Matt Swofford and Webster were in the
same class, but I was in a different
fourth grade class. And my fourth grade class, I think, was coming from art, or we were coming from somewhere. And I remember walking through a class and seeing it just on
the televisions. And of course, like a 10-year-old probably wouldn't understand what's going on. I even remember when getting ready that morning, and we were watching TV, and mom came out of her room and flipped it on the television. And I remember distinctly saying, "What's the big deal? It's just some buildings."
Right.
And mom was like, "This is like a huge deal. Yeah. Like, this is really important."
I think I even remember saying, "Is it as big a deal as when John F. Kennedy Jr. died?" Because I remember there was a lot of news coverage for that.
Yeah.
And for some reason, my brain went back to, like, that was a huge deal in America.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember distinctly kind of saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what mom's response was. It probably was something to the effect of, "This is like
bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, in the coming weeks and years, we'd see, I mean, even in the moment, we saw just how big of a deal it was, but then more details came out.
Yeah.
And no matter how you feel politically on like how George Bush handled the situation, it doesn't take away from the fact that it was a massive tragedy.
Yeah.
And they and the people who passed away, both the heroes in the fire department and the police department, or those who passed away in what happened, the attack, should be remembered and be honored.
Yeah. Didn't we also like gather around the flagpole that morning? I remember that happening.
Didn't we?
I think so.
I don't remember that.
Could have been the next day.
Could have been the next day. I remember gathering around the flagpole for something involving 9/11, but I don't remember.
It could have been the next year.
I think it could have been
on September 11th.
Yeah, it could have been. I can't remember if we all gathered around to watch the flag be pulled up the pole. Part of me thinks we prayed, but like that's like we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, so it's also not of the realm of possibility that that would. But I feel like it might have been.
We didn't go to a Christian school either.
No,
so that's why I was like, I don't think that happened.
Mm-hmm. Either way, I mean, like you said, it's been covered a ton. It's been documented, well, and there are a lot of
conspiracies out there, and much like with everything else.
And if you ignore all that bullshit of conspiracies, and it's just it doesn't take away from the fact that it was a absolutely horrific and tragic event that should be honored and remembered.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was all of my world.
I feel
because of the magnitude of that one,
anything else pales in comparison.
Yeah.
You know, I think that one itself, like we kind of already covered, I feel like we could have talked a little longer about it, but like, I'm saying, we could have talked longer because that could have been the section, the world events section, on its own.
Yeah.
But let's get to some movies. Let's get
some
a little
movies.
More
lighthearted.
Let's lighten
bit.
The mood a little bit. There's a lot of stuff that came out in 2001.
Oh yeah.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Came out in 2001. I remember really liking that movie. Matt, you're a Harry Potter fan, aren't you?
Not exactly.
I was gonna say you are. I don't remember. You.
Yeah, because it's something we've never really talked about.
I mean,
and I'm not sure.
I think I was kind of into it when I was a kid, and then I kind of drifted away from it.
Oh, okay.
And then past few years, Dick Herring said a bunch of stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's like, that's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Those first couple movies I remember watching and liking, and over the course of this retrospective, we've hit on the other Harry Potter movies, or at least mentioned them.
Yeah.
But Sorcerer's Stone, I remember that
was
one.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. That and the next movie, I didn't really have any expectation. I remember when seeing the book, like in my third grade class, like people reading it, trying to read it, kind of all the fanfare over it. And, it kind of bored me.
Sure.
So when the movie came out and mom rented it, and I'm like, eh, but I ended up really liking it.
Mm-hmm.
The next movie was the same way. However, I am a massive fan of this trilogy. The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring came out. I remember mom renting that from Netflix.
Yeah.
When Netflix was just a...
when it was a DVD rental.
Just DVD rental. Like you mail in and stuff.
Yeah.
And being like, this is like a fantasy movie. Because when we talked in our Willow episode, I mentioned right at that point in our lives is before we really started watching Willow too. I think Lord of the Rings was that shift into an interest and a fascination and being captivated by fantasy.
Yeah, I think not just for you guys, but pop culture in general.
Oh, of course.
Because Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter were like the And even with Spider-Man the next year, mm-hmm. sort of a shift from like nerd stuff being just nerd stuff,
yeah,
and like slowly becoming mainstream.
For sure.
Yeah, good point.
Absolutely.
That's very true. I didn't think of it that way.
If you think about it, a lot of fantasy stuff, even stuff that is highly regarded from the 80s
yeah.
or from the early 90s, kind of, you know, thing. It's yeah. yeah, still a niche kind of thing. So yeah, which would lead the way for now, in the last 10 years, the explosion of popularity in Dungeons and Dragons
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spirited Away, Hayao Miyazaki. Oh.
Yeah, Spirited Away. I have a hot take about Spirited Away. You want
to
hear it?
Yes.
Yeah,
of
please.
Course.
I have no skin in the game. Mm-hmm. I've never watched mm-hmm. a Hayao Miyazaki film.
Okay, sure. So Spirited Away, it's a very beautiful film, mm-hmm. but I think that's basically one of the only reasons it has an Oscar.
That's okay. Fair.
Basically, yeah. The story is kind of mid. The animation's beautiful.
Sure.
But it did raise the bar for how animation is perceived in the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not that great. There's plenty of Miyazaki films and Ghibli films that are a lot better. Yeah.
Sure, like story-wise.
Yeah, story-wise.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. It's kind of like, didn't... What Oscar did it win? Did it win like a best foreign...
No, I won best animated feature.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because 2001 or 2002, something like that,
yeah.
was like the first year that they did... the animated feature, and then
okay.
the next year after that, Spirited Away won.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Because Spirited Away, it came out in Japan in 2001, and then
right.
a couple years later, it came out in the U.S. because they had
okay.
to license it and dub it and
sure.
all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
A bit of insight that I had no... Like I said, I've never seen yeah. these movies, so I love that we have Matt here to
yeah.
kind of give us that insight.
And when I saw...
I would have had no
there's
idea.
There's a yeah. couple things that I have in my sections that I'm like... I'm sure Matt will have some great insight
oh,
on this.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
that was one of them.
Thank you for your hot take,
yes,
sir.
Sure. Of course. Your services are no longer needed. Wait a second.
You can walk home.
No, I'm kidding.
What the?
I'm just kidding.
Okay,
just kidding. No. Sit down!
He starts levitating, spirited. Away! Whoa!
He turns into a paper doll and like starts moving across
Whoa.
A background. A movie that is... it's kind of a... Not necessarily a mind. It's kind of a mind F.
Okay.
But it's something that it's not. It doesn't put you off to where you wouldn't
yeah.
want to watch it again to try and figure it out. Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Donnie Darko is good.
Very. It's one of those that even you have to watch several times.
Yeah.
And I've only seen it once, but
yeah.
based on our brother Andrew, who's been on the show, he showed it to us for the first time, and even like he could. Articulate a lot of things like this means this and this
yeah.
means this, but he's quick to say this is after like several times rewatching
yeah.
it.
But
like,
but my take on it, so the soundtrack
is
phenomenal.
Great.
But my take on Donnie Darko was I told him I was like, yeah, there's a lot of I have a lot of questions. However, the movie was good enough on
yeah.
the initial viewing for me to want to watch it again to figure
yeah.
them out.
It's just I like anything kind of dark and gothic,
yeah,
sort of,
and it's a good, it's around Halloween,
yeah,
and it's, you know, it's a good film.
It is a good film.
Legally Blonde,
another
movie.
Great movie.
Legally
I like
Blonde.
I like
that's a
I
fun
like Legally
movie.
Blonde.
Another
yeah.
one I didn't think I would like, then watched it
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was funny.
The Fast and the Furious.
I've seen.
It's all about family.
Yeah,
there's
it's all about family.
It's all about family.
Well, this is when it started out as kind of a Point Break,
yeah,
yeah,
quote unquote rip off,
yeah.
Yeah, and then it sort of took a life of its own
oh,
after
yeah.
several sequels.
Oh, yeah.
I will give it credit. Like, every time a new one comes out, people are like, a new Fast and Furious? It's like, it knows exactly what
it
is.
It makes a lot
yeah.
of money.
They make so much money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you? You know, kudos to Vin Diesel for
yeah.
making that your career.
Yeah, exactly. Or else he just would have had to go on the popularity of Street Sharks.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Or breakdancing.
Or breakdancing. Or Dungeons and Dragons.
Or Dungeons
yeah.
and Dragons.
Yeah.
Black Hawk Down, I heard is a good movie.
Yeah.
Beautiful Mind, Jennifer Connelly and Russell Crowe.
Good movie. Yeah.
The ever glorious movie. You were talking about movies that were up for the Academy Award for Best Animated Film. I believe this was one of them. Shrek.
I love
yeah,
Shrek.
That first Shrek
love
movie
Shrek.
Is so perfect because it has appeal for kids,
yeah.
and appeal for adults, and it balances it super well.
Yeah.
And like. you mentioned that we moved in 2001 mm-hmm. from the house we kind of grew up in to a new house, mm-hmm. new school district.
Yeah.
We were still in the same city, but we were mm-hmm. like across the
15
city.
Minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah. But so it doesn't, when you're talking about a move, it doesn't seem that crazy, but it was a big shift for yeah. us.
Changing schools.
Changing schools.
That was
schools.
The big thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so one, you know, some of the first memories I have in that new house mm-hmm. was going to Hollywood Video because we didn't yeah. have Blockbuster anymore.
Yeah.
We had Hollywood Video closer to us
yeah.
and renting Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have 61 in there. Or was when
61 was... Let me look because
yeah.
I don't know if I put that down.
But we rented like Shrek and we rented the first Spy Kids movie. And
yeah.
those are just really indelible memories in my head. When I think of those movies, I think of those points in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, Shrek appeals to kids and adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was really one of the first to really take it to Disney. Because the whole point of when DreamWorks was founded was like, it was somebody who left Disney and Pixar and mm-hmm. basically wanted to take it to Disney. So.
Okay.
Almost yeah. like Don Bluth movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, with Disney and Pixar really starting to gain steam, like it's DreamWorks now is, you know, putting skin in the game.
Yeah, because if you pay attention to stuff in Shrek, it's basically subverting a lot of fairy
yeah.
tale tropes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's really the whole point of Shrek, is to
yeah.
subvert fairy tale tropes.
And, and they do it.
It is
really well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people have seen it by now, but mm-hmm. there was a clip that went viral of originally in the late 90s, they mm-hmm. were going to make Shrek and Chris Farley was going to be Shrek.
Yeah.
It would have
yeah.
been a different take on the character, mm-hmm. but still, I think it still would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would have been less Mike Myers Scottish and more just Chris Farley as Chris Farley.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Farley was a great dramatic actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that in this clip that's been released. It's just animation, like cells,
mm-hmm.
or not cells, but like just like hand-drawn animation
yeah. mm-hmm.
with Chris Farley's original audio over
yeah.
it. It's super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those big what ifs.
Yeah.
And I think it's still been a good. It just would have been different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Shrek is a genius movie.
Yeah.
It's birthed a whole subculture of memes in this
yeah.
internet age. And
yeah.
some of the darker parts of the internet have taken Shrek and gotten real
weird with
it. Oh, yeah. I don't ever venture into those areas.
Nor do I encourage you.
But Shrek...
But let me know what you find.
Yeah, exactly. But Shrek is iconic.
Yeah.
It really is. The next movie, like you had said, 61.
Yes.
Which is about this 1961, you know, mm-hmm. race for Babe Ruth's record.
Oh, yeah. Impeccable casting, too.
It was excellent.
In terms of look.
Yeah, it's Billy Crystal. It's supposed to be it's a historic movie.
Yeah.
Of course, with a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
Even with history, you get
yeah.
you know the Hollywood embellishing of
yeah.
things, but it's still a fantastic movie.
Barry Pepper looks exactly like Roger Maris.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jane not just learned to switch hit, he learned to play baseball.
He was a theater kid. He
movie.
Didn't play
yeah.
sports.
Yeah.
Like him in particular did
yeah.
not saying that can't that's that that's an implausible.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
yeah, he learned to play. You know, the casting was great, like you said. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Spy Kids.
Yes.
That's, you just said that night at Hollywood Video, we actually, when we got home, we were locked out of the house.
Yeah.
So we were waiting in the garage, and it was Spy Kids, Shrek, and 61.
Mm-hmm.
Those movies will always be synonymous
yep.
with each other
yep.
for me. We hear Spy Kids. We mentioned Spy Kids 2 in one of our other 2000s
yeah.
episode, and we talked about Spy Kids 3D Game Over
yeah.
on Sucktastic Cinema.
Yeah, I have more memories with the second and third film than the first one.
Yeah.
I've
yeah.
barely seen the first film, and I've seen the second one on TV, specifically with that scene with Steve Buscemi, I think you know the
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Yep.
And then I actually saw the third one in theaters with my dad.
Yeah,
yeah. I think
yeah.
we saw the third one
oh,
in theaters
two
as well.
And three we
yeah.
saw in theaters
yeah.
for sure. But one was one of those I remember seeing commercials
yeah.
as a kid and then rented it
kind
and
of
I really liked it.
A strange eccentric movie.
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good time. And you can't go
yeah.
wrong with Carlo Gugino.
Of course not.
Yeah. Vanilla.
And
Antonio
Banderas.
Yeah, there you go. Vanilla Sky.
with Tom Cruise, a
vanilla pudding guy.
I was gonna say he's a vanilla guy.
Oh, sorry.
But Wet Hot American Summer,
classic,
great cult classic, just movie,
hilarious.
Such an underrated comedy,
and so many people are in that movie.
I know, before like Amy Poehler, Bradley Cooper,
Paul Rudd, Elizabeth Banks.
David Hyde Pierce,
yeah.
Jeanine Garofalo,
yeah.
Even character actors like Ken Marino and Michael Ian Black,
yeah,
Michael Showalter,
Marguerite Moreau,
Christopher Maloney,
yeah,
H. John Benjamin,
yeah.
The voice of H. John Benjamin,
yeah.
So many people,
yeah.
Molly Shannon,
yeah,
it's just there's so many people
what
in that
classic.
Movie. It's so funny,
yeah.
Not Another Teen Movie, which with the scary movies out there, it was the first to like parody. You know,
yeah.
the teen romantic
yeah.
movies of
yeah.
the 1990s,
yeah.
Which, I mean, you got it's same with what Scary Movie did
yeah.
Later in the year or the year prior in Scary
yeah.
Movie 2.
Yeah, I specifically remember there's this one scene where I think Chris Evans is in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Chris Evans is going out to the field because the main girl is like painting or whatever.
Yeah,
he's singing Janie's Got a Gun.
Yeah,
he's like
yeah.
trying
she's
to sing
gun.
A girl with a. He's trying to sing a song with her name in it.
Yeah,
he went with Janie's Got a Gun, and because it's like post Columbine,
yeah.
like they're trying to hunt her down or whatever because
mm-hmm.
they're like she's got a gun.
I do remember that from
yeah.
the trailer,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it's because yeah, up to that point, it's mainly just well. Never mind.
I was going
to
say,
because up to that, in this current iteration of Scary Movie,
mm-hmm.
and, but I mean, obviously before it, you have Airplane and like,
yeah.
and Spy, or not Spy Hard.
Spy Kids.
Spy
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. Top Secret,
yeah.
which made fun of other genres
uh-huh.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you said it was the first of like the rom-com, like teen rom-com
yeah.
kind of.
The Royal Tenenbaums, Wes Anderson, Pearl Harbor. Michael Bay,
mm-hmm.
Moulin Rouge,
ah.
Baz Luhrmann, Amelie,
mm-hmm.
AI, Training Day with Denzel. He won
mm-hmm.
an Oscar for that.
Yeah,
The Princess Diaries. Great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Such a fun movie.
I didn't care for it.
That's fair.
That's okay.
That's fair.
I do remember, did you go to Jeff City for the
yes,
first trip to Jefferson
yeah.
City?
Yeah.
I remember
it was playing on the bus.
Yes,
yeah.
I was just about to say that. That's
the bus driver was acting it out.
someone's driving the bus.
Yeah, that was actually on my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Now that you mention it, dang, that's so that you unlocked like a memory because I think I remember us even acknowledging that
mm-hmm.
for the trip.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
22 years later,
yeah.
I haven't thought about that
in that amount of time.
Yeah. But yeah, Princess Diaries, I still really like it.
Yeah.
We watched it a few years ago.
Gary Marshall.
Yeah. The Mummy Returns.
Ooh,
with our man, yeah. the Fraze Man.
Brendan
Fraser, Academy Award winner. The beautiful
I love
Rachel
that we
Weisz.
Can say that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great movie.
The
Rock.
Mummy
the Rock.
Returns.
His
yeah.
first. Well, his first like big movie role,
yeah.
I guess. But The Mummy Returns, great sequel.
Yeah,
Ocean's 11, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters Inc., another great Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah,
the great movie that kids and adults can enjoy.
It's so crazy, like, mm-hmm. like we mentioned, The Incredibles in 2004, Monsters Inc., Shrek. Less so because I have a very distinct memory from 2001
mm-hmm.
with it. But those are the kinds of movies, like a Finding Nemo as well, to where you're like, those movies are that old because
yeah.
they feel so timeless.
Yeah.
And they're so in pop culture and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, that it doesn't feel like they're that old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scary Movie 2,
mm-hmm.
you just mentioned. A Knight's Tale with Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Shallow Hal with Jack Black.
Gwyneth
Paltrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched it in my English lit class freshman year. Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Endlessly
so
quotable.
Funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember watching it for the first time and probably too young to watch it. But
that's why Samantha would fast forward
yeah,
certain parts.
Yeah, exactly. But definitely,
definitely was kind of ahead of the curve, people our age, in terms of watching it and quoting it and stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny. That and Mystery Men are synonymous with me because we watched those around the same time as one another, even though Mystery Men's a couple years older than that.
Right.
Jurassic Park 3, which I've
seen it once.
Saw it once, don't remember a ton from it. I remember it was that we watched it at a sleepover, and I remember this kid telling us to shut up. because we kept riffing it. And he's like, shut up. I'm like, how about I put your face through the screen?
So it was our very first sleepover we ever went to.
Yep.
Celebrate Jake Vielewald, who's been on the show.
Countless times. He's a five-timer.
Celebrate his 10th birthday.
Yeah. And to celebrate the fact that he's going to be on next week, if all goes well.
We have a very interesting documentary that we're talking
about. Yes, exactly.
Boy.
Yeah. Yes. Jeepers Creepers. The only thing, my favorite thing about that is we were in high school, like junior of high school, we were at Phil Giese,
who's been on the show.
We mentioned numerous times, grew up with him, love him. We were at his house in high school, and we were watching Jeepers Creepers. It was around October, it was shown on AMC, and we were all going to go out and go somewhere. And like Phil runs opposite of us.
He's like, hold on. And he just starts running in the opposite direction of his
and
house.
And then I wasn't in the car when he did this, but you were in the car that that he was going to be traveling in, and he's standing in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And you guys weren't freaking out.
We were just sitting there. We're like, where is he going? Mm-hmm. And then we just left, like didn't wait for him to come back. And we go like up his street and turn a corner, and there he is standing in the middle of the street. Just like in the movie Jeepers Creepers. Yeah. And we start laughing, and we pull up to him. He gets in, he's like, stay in the street like a Jeepa Creepa. So because of that, we refer to it as a Jeepa Creepa.
Yeah.
Or we say, it's the Jeepa Creepa.
Yeah.
But
that's what I remember.
Yeah.
I also am not going to watch it because Victor Saville, the director, is a he's on lists.
Oh, yes.
For abuse.
Bad things.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Blow with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
Super Troopers. So not Jeepa Creepa, but Super Trooper.
Yeah.
It's not a movie about ABBA.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Never seen it all the way through. I've seen clips. I've never been really impressed by it.
It's one of those that people quoting it ad nauseum ruined it for me.
Yeah.
It's Broken Lizard. It's like kind of supposed to be like ridiculous and kind of like gross out and sophomoric, which is the appeal. I get it.
Sure.
Monsters Ball, and we ain't talking TNA, Matt. the Monsters Ball match.
Total nonstop action.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There was some TNA in Monsters Ball, but not the type that we just referenced to Matt.
Right. Who's in Monsters Ball?
Halle Berry. That's Billy Bob
Thornton.
She
won an Academy Award for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
American Pie 2. So I remember that. Hardball. With Keanu.
Yeah.
I remember liking that as a kid. And it was one of the first movies that really made me sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bridget Jones's Diary, the second movie that made me sad as a kid.
Bridget Jones's Diarrhea.
Yeah, exactly. Evolution, David Duchovny, Julianne
Moore.
Mom
really likes that movie.
Joe Dirt.
Dirt.
You want to talk about movies endlessly quotable?
Yeah, I own that on DVD.
Of course.
I was quoting Joe Dirt the other day. I was
quoting
like,
it the other day.
For no reason. I was just in my car about to turn on my street. I was like, this is where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Call little Joe Dirt?
Well, I mean, I always, anytime I hear the state Kansas, I'm like, New York. I mean Kansas.
Gert B. Frobe.
It's Gert B. Frobe now. Talking my guy all wrong. It's wrong tone.
Yeah.
Stabbing face with a soldering iron, which all of us would want to do at Kid Rock anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Ghost World. So one of the
Thora Birch,
Scarlett Johansson, Steve Buscemi,
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Scooby Doo and the Cyber Chase, direct to video,
the animated movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Swordfish, John Travolta, and Hugh Jackman and Halle Berry.
Yeah,
it's a fun movie.
It's a product of its time. Definitely a product of its time.
Yeah, it's. I love those movies though.
Yeah.
I love movies that are products of their time.
Early 2000s, like in the way that they're dressed and technology, stuff like that.
Save the Last Dance with Julia Stiles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ali with Will Smith, the Muhammad Ali biopic.
Famous slapper Muhammad Ali.
Yes. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Language Little Boy.
That's
a goofy movie.
That's the origin of calling each other Little Boy.
It's a Little Boy, yeah. Sean William Scott. plays like a dork.
Yeah.
And he's riding with, he's like in a van with Jay and Silent Bob, and they're riding with some little minxes.
Yes, three hot babes.
And,
Unconceivable, and, unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. And Jay, like, says a curse word, and he's like, hey, language, little boy.
Yeah.
And since then, myself and you have called people little boy, little Jeff, boy. And hey, Jeremy boy. Weed.
Yeah.
Josine the Pussycats, Rosaria Dawson, Rachel Lee Cook,
Tara Reed,
Parker Posey,
Terrible,
yes. Parker Posey. A underrated movie that's, last time I watched it, I thought it was very good. Rockstar,
yeah,
Marky Mark.
I like that movie.
Uh-huh. Sugar and Spice, Monkey Bone, which also has Fraser Mang in it.
Oh, Brendan Fraser,
and,
yeah.
Chris Kattan, Corky Romano.
That's Chris Kattan.
You guys want some cookies?
We talked about Hocus Pocus earlier. Vanessa Shaw is in.
Corky Romano is one of those movies that I thought was really funny when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sure if I watched it now, I'd be like, "This, I'd probably turn it off."
It's because we thought Chris Kattan was funny on SNL.
Yeah.
When you're a little kid, you think that stuff. Baby boy.
When you're a little kid, you're stupid.
Yeah. Baby boy. How high?
Baby boy.
Jason X, which was actually... which was made in like 1998, 1999, but wasn't released.
State of the Union. Jason X, State of the Union. Or that's Triple X.
Yeah, exactly. That's the second Triple X.
Yeah.
Triple X. Matt, your vote for the 2002 Academy Award winner for Best Picture, Freddy Got Fingered.
Tom Green.
That's a movie that I've been disgusted by, but as time goes on, I'm like, you know, it's like he knows... It's supposed to be gross out.
It's
like, that was
so
Tom Green's
absurd.
I think I can roll in and appreciate it for the absurdity.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Green. What a early 2000s time capsule.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
There was a time.
Stealing Harvard.
A time and place for Tom Green.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it happened.
Me too.
I'm glad. It's one of those things to where, I mean, he obviously wouldn't do it now because he's probably matured a lot.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those small things that it's like it wouldn't play today.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Andre kind of does similar, you know. But like, it's just, you know what? I'm glad it's not around anymore, but I'm glad it happened.
I'm going to go through these next few real quick here. The Mexican, Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
Another movie we watched a lot on
Jake
TV.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake
Gyllenhaal was the man of 2001.
Bubble Boy, super underrated movie. Kate and Leopold with another huge Ackman movie.
Yes.
Out Cold. Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius, which I remember liking as a kid. We had the soundtrack. Cats and Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Saving Silverman. 3,000 Miles to Graceland, which is not a great movie, but it starts with the song It's Gonna Kill Me by Filter.
Yeah.
The opening credits do.
Strange.
Randomly.
very randomly.
Thinking to start with an Elvis song.
Yeah.
The Animal with Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Cowboy Bebop the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good movie?
I actually haven't seen the movie.
Interesting. I know
the show's pretty good.
You've shown
us
a couple episodes
really
of Cowboy Bebop, which I really liked.
Which is a
quote unquote modern take on
Othello. Julia Stiles, Mekhi Phifer,
Josh Hartnett. I think he was in that one.
Yes,
he was. America's Sweethearts, which I've never seen it, but it's a movie like mom likes.
Julia Roberts.
Roberts, John Cusack.
Oh,
Catherine
Zeta-Jones,
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, I was thinking of Notting Hill.
Yeah. Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yes.
Sucktastic.
Summer Catch. Freddie Prinze Jr., Black Knight,
Pootie
Tang.
Yes, Sign Your Biddy on the Run Account.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles, Made with Vince Vaughn and John Favreau, Dr. Dolittle 2, Recess School's Out. I remember liking that movie.
Yeah.
Watch Recess on one Saturday morning every weekend.
Yeah.
Glitter.
Oh, Jamie Lee.
Mariah Carey.
I almost said Jamie Lee Curtis.
No.
I just watched, maybe because I just watched a YouTuber we've been watching recently from St. Louis.
Jamie
really
French.
Funny. Jamie French.
Shout out to Jamie French.
Did a review of Glitter, and it was a good episode.
Yeah. C-Spot Run with David Arquette, which that would have, if we were planning on doing that on Sucktastic, it would have put him in the Sucktastic Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Joe Somebody with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Corky Romano just mentioned, Little Secrets, Extreme Days.
Yes.
A incredibly little known movie.
Yeah.
With Dante Basco.
Yeah.
That we loved growing up. Another one of those Netflix movies that Samantha rented.
Soundtrack rife with contemporary Christian music of the day.
Yep.
Very nostalgic.
And we watched it probably like 10 years ago, and I felt just as much nostalgia for it. Shout out to Dan Latta, who we share a connection with Extreme Days over. Yeah. He's been on the show. He's been on this show, and he's been on Sucktastic. MVP 2, Most Vertical Primate.
Oh.
Yeah, the skateboarding movie with Bob Burnquist.
Bob Burnquist, baby.
This is the subhead.
You know.
It might as well have
been. Yeah, it should have been like, probably was like Just for Kicks, and on the back is like with a cameo by Kobe Jones. Probably is like with a cameo by Bob Burnquist.
Whoa, look at that primate go.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's just, it was off camera.
Or it's probably at the end of the movie, somehow the primate found his way to the X Games.
Yeah, he's facing Bob Burnquist.
Yeah, or Bob Burnquist just there like, what is this monkey business? Or something like that.
Another movie that like no one knows about, starring Todd Bosley, was
Lloyd.
He was in Little. He's child actor, Little Giants.
Jake Berman and Little Giants.
Jake Berman. He's in the movie Jack. Yeah. He was in several episodes of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Jake Lloyd. He's in a movie called Lloyd that I think was another instance where it was made in the late 90s.
Not Jake Lloyd, Todd Bosley.
Todd Bosley, yeah. I'm thinking of,
Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace.
Jingle All the Way.
Can't get over Phantom Menace, ever.
No.
But Todd Bosley.
Yeah.
And this is a movie, again, made in the late 90s and not released until like a studio, like they got somebody who could release it. Tom Arnold's in it briefly.
We rented it.
Kathy Moriarty. Dollar Store Kathy Moriarty is in it.
We rented it in fourth grade and we watched it twice a day.
Yeah.
So we watched it 10 times in 5 days and that was an accomplishment for us. But it's okay. It's fine.
The great Taylor Negron is hilarious in it as Mr. Weed.
Yes.
Trisket Mesmer from Angels in the Outfield? Tony Longo's in it. A lot of character actors.
It's actually a pretty funny movie.
It's a nice movie.
Yeah.
It's very depressing.
Yes.
But it has a happy ending. It has a happy ending.
Yeah.
And finally, Double Bang starring William Baldwin.
Ah, yes. Here's some albums. Going to do albums and then some of the notable songs of 2001. Mm-hmm. Some albums that came out in 2001. White Blood Cells by the White Stripes.
Ah.
The Argument from Fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
Origin of Symmetry from Muse.
Mm.
Is This It by The Strokes. Amnesiac from Radiohead. Bleed American, Jimmy Eat World. Top to
fantastic
bottom.
Fantastic.
An amazing album. All Killer, No Filler, which is how I would describe Bleed American.
The
All Killer, No Filler from Sum 41.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best album titles ever, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, Blink 182. Change, The Dismemberment Plan, I Get Wet by Andrew WK.
Mm.
Rock Steady from No Doubt.
Yeah.
Toxicity, System of a Down. Weezer by Weezer.
Keep that beast quiet.
Matt's stomach is growling. The photo album, Death Cab for Cutie. Silver Side Up, Nickelback.
Uh-huh.
Which, Nickelback,
they're fine.
They're literally a band that gets hate just because
it's trendy.
Everyone hates them,
mm-hmm.
but you can't really draw it back to a specific reason.
It's the epitome of they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Lateralist from Tool.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Morning View, Incubus.
Classic.
Favorite Incubus album. A classic album. Again, top to bottom. Just a great album. Anthology, Alien Ant Farm.
Ah, yes. There you go. That's your Alien Ant Farm.
Yes. A good album all the way. Movies was in heavy rotation.
Mm-hmm.
It's more the most notable for their cover of Smooth Criminal that had played on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On alternative rock radio.
Calico's a great song.
Calico's amazing. Though I do prefer, in terms of albums, I prefer Anthology. Or no.
True Ant.
True Ant
is much better.
Yeah. Come Clean, Puddle of Mud.
Mm-hmm.
Room for Squares, John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Great album.
Mm-hmm.
The Sinister Urge, Rob Zombie. Weathered, Creed.
Ah,
listen
yes.
to that album
classic.
A lot.
Classic.
Did you listen to Creed?
I don't think so. I think my younger brother on my dad's side had one of their albums. Mm-hmm. So it might have been that album.
Okay, Weather.
We listened to Weather probably. A lot. We scraped
because it had One Last Breath, My Sacrifice, and those were played really heavily time. I don't know why I figured. I mean, I guess it was one of those things where, like, I was really into Creed at that age, so I didn't know if, like...
Maybe it's the Scott Stapp shirt he's wearing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Choose your sensei, Scott Stapp.
No, he's not watching. He's not wearing a Scott Stapp shirt. Just Push Play from Aerosmith.
That showed that had, with the hits on that, it showed that they had hits in, like, four decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shangri-La-Di-Da, Stone Temple Pilots, Break the Cycle from Stained.
Mm-hmm.
The Blueprint, Jay-Z, Stillmatic from Nas, Word of Mouth, Ludacris, Iron Flag, Wu-Tang Clan, Labor Days, Aesop Rock, Pain is Love from Ja Rule, The Great Depression, DMX, Miss E, So Addictive, Missy Elliott, Malpractice from Redman, Genesis from Busta Rhymes, AOI Bionics from De La Soul, Kiss the Game Goodbye from Jadakiss, Digital Bullet from RZA, Until the End of Time, Tupac Shakur. Mm. So his third posthumous release, which has the song Until the End of Time on there.
We just referenced Bruce Hornsby and the song That's Just the Way It Is. He sampled that and that.
Yep.
That's different.
Yeah, he does sample Bruce Hornsby in a song.
Yeah.
But he samples Take These That's Broken What Wings.
Mr.
Speaking of Mr. Tarantula by Miss DeCole. Bulletproof Waltz, Ghostface Killah, Scorpion from Eve, Gorillaz, Songs in A Minor, Alicia Keys, No More Drama, Mary J. Blige, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez,
J-Lo.
Aaliyah from Aaliyah, Britney Spears, All of You, Janet Jackson, Survivor, Destiny's Child, 8701 from Usher, Invincible from Michael Jackson, The Rainbow Children by Prince, Misunderstood, Pink. Celebrity from NSYNC.
That's the one that had Get This Party Started on it, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It did. That song
was massive.
Huge. Yeah. I remember Jump Rope for Heart.
Jump Rope for Heart.
Yeah.
Another memory.
It's totally unlocked.
Instead of they'll be kissing my ass, it's like they'll be kissing my bins.
That's how I still say it. Just because it's funny. Mandy Moore from Mandy Moore, Fever, Kylie Minogue, Discovery, Daft Punk, Rockin' the Suburbs, Ben Folds.
Great album.
Oh, yeah. God Bless the Go-Go's from the Go-Go's, Drops of Jupiter from Train, Dare to Dream from Billy Gilman, The Rock, Stone Cold Country, George Jones, which I guess he's
a wrestling fan.
He's commemorating WrestleMania 17. The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yes.
Set the Circus Down, Tim McGraw, Inside Out from Trisha Yearwood, Part 2 from Brad Paisley, Scarecrow from Garth Brooks. I'm skipping a lot of stuff, too. Every Day, Dave Matthews Band. Mm-hmm. Laundry Service from Shakira. Irresistible from Jessica Simpson. It Was All a Dream from Dream, which has She Loves You Not, or He Loves You Not.
That's right. Yeah. Great song.
Just Be Free from Christina Aguilera. All the major pop stars from late 90s, early 2000s had albums in this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Casino Palermo from The Calling, Sugar Ray from Sugar Ray, Spirit Room from Michelle Branch. Is This It from The Strokes? And some of the songs.
Yes.
Get This Party Started from Pink.
Plus.
Everywhere by Michelle Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor of the Week from American Hi-Fi. Great.
Good song.
Yeah. Lady Marmalade.
Ah.
The cover from Moulin Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
You Remind Me from Usher. All for You from Janet Jackson. Let Me Blow Your Mind from Eve. When It's Over, Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Chop Suey. Oh, yeah. Clearly had a huge influence on us.
Yeah.
Biff and Bob, whole widget. Fallen by Alicia Keys. Hit 'Em Up Style. In parentheses, Oops from Blue Cantrell. 1 Minute Man from Missy Elliott, The Strokes, Last Night, I'm a Thug from Trick Daddy, Wherever You Will Go from The Calling.
Oh, great song.
I'm Real from J-Lo, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger from Daft Punk,
yep.
Roll Out, My Business from Ludacris. Exactly. Love Don't Cost a Thing from J-Lo. All or Nothing by O-Town. Jaded from Aerosmith.
Oh, good song.
How You Remind Me.
Mm.
Exactly. Nickelback. God, that played everywhere. Mm-hmm. Jeez Louise. Where's Your Head At? From Basement Jacks.
Yeah.
It was on the Lara Croft Tomb Raider soundtrack.
Is that the one that goes, "Where's your head at?"
Yeah, that was used on a show called Obsessed.
Yes, I know.
Living It Up from Ja Rule. We got to talk to Ja. It's Been a While. Stain. Yeah. Drops of Jupiter from Train. Mm-hmm. Hero by Enrique Iglesias. Lover Boy from Mariah Carey. Whenever, Wherever, Shakira. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood by Gorillaz. Uh-huh. I think we said that came out on Demon Days.
No, it came out.
It came out on this one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Up a half blade. Boot it, blap, the guts sunshine. Boot it,
blap, the guts. It's called a mashup. Yeah, exactly. Blurry from Puddle of Mud. Uh-huh. Which is a great song.
Yeah.
I'm a Believer, which it's by the Monkees, but Smash Mouth did it for the Shrek soundtrack and just exploded in popularity.
Yeah, that was a good soundtrack.
It was a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
My Baby from Lil Romeo and I'm Already There from Lone Star.
Ah, yes. Here's Who Already Was Here.
Oh, I guess also debuted.
Some television.
Yeah,
some television. First, some events that happened in TV. National Geographic Channel premieres.
Oh.
WCW Nitro has its last broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
I touch on that in the wrestling portion.
ECW's last Extreme Championship Wrestling's.
Steal My Thunder one more time. Not WCW
Thunder. That was canceled as well. ECW's last broadcast was Guilty as Charged, which was a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
America's Funniest Home Videos returns with Tom Bergeron as host.
Yep.
Rugrats celebrates its 10th anniversary with the All Growed Up special.
Yeah.
I remember watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey is rebranded as Hallmark Channel.
Odyssey.
Yeah. Adult Swim debuts. And Band Geeks, the SpongeBob episode, premieres on Nickelodeon.
Which just a seminal episode.
It's regarded by many as, it's my favorite. It's regarded as many, by many, as the best SpongeBob episode.
Is it up there? Is it up there?
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the performance alone.
Oh, yeah. And Fox Family renamed ABC Family, which they're now Freeform.
Yeah.
So TV shows that made their debuts, How It's Made, The Mole, Grounded for Life.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire. That was a big show.
Yeah.
House of Mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. House of Mouse.
Mm-hmm. House of Mouse. There were some Saturday mornings where they'd show reruns of Lizzie McGuire on
ABC.
ABC. Yeah. And we'd watch like Power Rangers Dino Thunder and Lizzie McGuire and Recess. And so some good memories. This Week in Baseball.
Just all sorts
of stuff.
Those few years during the early 2000s.
Carefree Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Taina on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, she was in Brink. We mentioned Brink earlier.
Bob the Builder. The Zeta Project. Which, Matt, the Zeta Project, that's a spinoff of Batman Beyond, correct?
Yeah. I've never seen it, but it is a spinoff of Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds really familiar.
Yeah. We've talked about it with Jeff before, not on mics, but
Lloyd in Space.
Yeah.
Power Rangers
Saturday morning,
It's a Disney show, so this is around the Disney ABC.
Yeah.
Power Rangers Time Force, the XFL,
which
you'll mention in sports.
Yep.
My Wife and Kids, Fairly Odd Parents and Invader Zim, which premiered the same night.
I remember that.
One went on for too long and one didn't go long enough.
Yeah. Did you stay up to watch it? Because I remember we had to go to bed, but our sister stayed up to watch it.
And then the next day, she taped it. It was rerunning on Nickelodeon the next day.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember we watched it, and I to this day, don't like Fairly Odd Parents, but love Invader Zim.
Yeah.
So it even from the like Invader Zim, I thought was hilarious. It's so strange.
It is
strange.
And
so dark sometimes.
Yeah, from a guy who wrote a comic called Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Which I've read and is indeed, it's worse than the show in terms of being morbid.
Yeah.
But I know we don't like the Fairly Odd Parents.
But it
you like it. You speak for the majority of the audience who does like it.
Okay, so the first half of the show is fine, the first five seasons.
Sure.
And it went through several writer changes. It got canceled like four or five times and then brought back because, oh, it's not doing as well as the Sponge Show. Wait, we needed it, so let's bring it back. But then they kept adding new characters and new gimmicks, and it just went on for way too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're just everyone's just like kill already, and it finally died a few years ago.
Yeah. Did you say the Sponge Show?
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's a bunch of disconnected executives
we need something for that Sponge
who just
show.
Refer to SpongeBob SquarePants, their most successful cartoon, as
that Sponge Show. We need something that's like the Sponge Show.
But Fairly Odd Parents is something that is
it's
kind
part
of
Nick history.
It's a part of Nick history. The early 2000s Nick lineup is obviously it's Fairly Odd Parents is synonymous with that.
Yeah.
So we're also saying we don't like it because I've seen my fair share of episodes.
Yeah, I
whether
can
it's having to wait for something to come on or
I can give a somewhat educated opinion. I wasn't a huge fan of that show.
Braceface.
Yeah.
So Little Time with the Olsen Twins.
Yeah.
6 Feet Under on HBO. Baby Looney Tunes. Fear Factor. Which really put Joe Rogan on in the zeitgeist. Sorry, News Radio didn't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what really made Joe Rogan a star.
Yeah.
Primetime Glick. We're always referencing Jiminy Glick in one way or another on here. You can find a lot of Primetime Glick segments and interviews
Martin
on
Short
YouTube. It's
genius.
It's
a genius.
It's so funny.
It's amazing.
WWF Tough Enough on MTV.
Yes. Yeah. They had that. They probably still have it on Peacock, but I remember on the WWE Network,
just
you and I taking a couple days and just watching the first season. And it,
well,
you
first
talk
couple
about,
seasons.
Yeah, you want to talk about early 2000s time capsule,
mm-hmm.
like with the fashion, the where the business was at the time,
with it being
the
on
music.
MTV, their access to the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best damn sports show period on Fox Sports Midwest, or just Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks on HBO, which the first season followed the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Samurai Jack on Cartoon Network. That was an instance where I didn't really get into it, but I did see there would be several advertisements for it on certain VHSs that we'd watch.
It was both Toonami and Cartoon Network
for
a while. It eventually got a fifth season later on.
Right. Gotcha. It's definitely one of those like pillar shows for people our age that like when you talk about cartoons people grew up watching Samurai Jack is like up there.
Grim
and Evil, which is a precursor to the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy
and Evil Concarne.
The Legend of Tarzan, which was a Tarzan animated show that started on Disney but then went to UPN. Anne of Green.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm always interested to see this. Obviously wasn't a UPN original, but I'm always interested to see what were UPN originals when the station started up. Considering that it's one of the channel 46.
Yeah.
Like at least for us in St. Louis. Like it's one of those like not well known. It's not highly regarded as one of the top four stations. Anne of Green Gables, the animated series, The Amazing Race. Started that. The Proud Family on Disney.
Yeah.
Emerald, which was an attempt to give Emeril Lagasse a sitcom.
Bam, bam, bam,
stop
bam,
it. Stop
bam.
It.
Stop, Beavis.
Sorry.
Bam, bam.
That's enough.
He's a cookie. Fat cookie.
Great channel on YouTube, Hats Off Entertainment.
Yeah.
Just did a video talking about Emerald, the sitcom. Go check him out. He's fantastic.
Emerald?
Yes.
Oh, Hats Off Entertainment.
Well, I mean, Hats Off Entertainment, but Emerald was an institution throughout the mid to late 90s and into the 2000s. He's still on TV.
He had a cooking show like I don't remember when the Food Network, but like before there were so many cooking shows on TV.
Yeah.
Well, that's not.
He was a personality on a cooking show.
Yeah,
he was popular.
There were cooking shows before, but he was a big personality.
Alias, which put Jennifer Garner on the map. The Mummy, the animated series, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Scrubs, show that we have a lot of friends who love that show.
Yeah.
I never latched on to it.
Yeah.
But
I watched it a lot on Comedy Central in like 2006.
Interesting.
Okay.
Did you like it?
I remember liking it, but I don't really have any urge to go back to it.
That's fair.
Gotcha.
That's fair. That's a show I just never got into. I've
like,
seen a few episodes.
That's like hovering on my radar just because of all the people I know that love it. But I've watched several episodes, and I can't say I've never laughed, but I don't know.
It never stuck with me.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of people we know who love it,
sure.
and that's great.
Yeah.
And they love the reasons they love it are
excellent.
Yeah.
According to Jim, with Jim Belushi, Reba.
Yeah.
On the WB.
I like Reba.
Yeah. I like Reba McIntyre as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Raising Dad, starring Bob Saget and Kat Dennings is
In it. Yeah, yeah.
Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Smallville.
Ah.
Starring our pal, who's not our pal. He doesn't even know he's our pal, Michael Rosenbaum.
Yes.
Pardon the Interruption.
Yeah.
Which, is that still on?
I don't think so. I used to watch it a lot. It's at, Tony Kornheiser.
Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon.
And Michael Wilbon, yeah.
Yeah. Totally Spies. 24 on Fox with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
The Tick with Patrick Warburton.
Oh, the live action.
Yeah.
The first live action
one. Yeah, the first live action one. The Bernie Mac Show.
I remember when that came out.
Justice League on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Hugely
popular.
Huge into that
You want to talk about a show that like carried on the tradition that Superman and Batman the Animated Series set of having a cartoon that has really deep storytelling.
Yeah.
30-Minute Meals with Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
Action League Now, which was an attempt to make episodes consisted of the shorts from Kablam.
Yeah.
And the pilot. The pilot aired in 1998. But 2001 is what started the 12-episode series. So it's essentially taking the, I think it's like 50-something shorts from Kablam and putting them together and maybe trying to string a narrative in there to make it a show.
Ouchie.
Yeah. Some shows that ended. Ton of shows ended. The Jamie Foxx Show, which started in 1986. Teletubbies started in 1997.
My life is over.
Madeline was started in 1993. Yeah. La Femme Nikita, or also known as the lead-in to Monday Night Raw on USA, which started in 1997. Big Guy and Rusty the Boy Robot was started in 1999. WCW Nitro and WCW Thunder, which started in 1995 and 1998, respectively. Spider-Man Unlimited, which was canceled, started in 1999. Mm-hmm. WCW Worldwide, which started in 1975. Oh Yeah Cartoons started in 1998, which gave us Fairly Odd Parents, Chalk Zone, My Life as a Teenage Robot. The Norm Show with Norm McDonald, 1999. Nash Bridges, which started in 1996.
Don Johnson, Jose Canseco.
he was in
one episode.
Baywatch. So the original run of Baywatch.
That you want to talk about a pop culture institution?
It started in 1989 and went through 2001. So all throughout the 90s.
Yeah.
Shout out to Allison Pregler.
Baywatching.
Yeah. Allison Pregler is a YouTuber that does a series called Baywatching.
Right.
Where she watches every episode of Baywatch and provides funny commentary.
Yeah. We've watched countless with Matt
showed it to us.
Diagnosis Murder, which Dick Van Dyke is like a Dr. Kevorkian of sorts and murders people as a doctor.
Yes.
1993.
His son stands there and watches.
Exactly. Moesha, Two Guys and a Girl, which used to be Two Guys, a Girl in a Pizza Place.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Which started in 1998. All That, the original 1994 run that started in 1994. It came back the next year. Cousin Skeeter and the Howard Stern Radio Show. It's not Cousin Skeeter. The Howard Stern Radio Show, which you can make a roundabout way of putting that on Howard Stern because it's Skeeter. Both 1998.
Yeah.
Walker, Texas Ranger, an institution in its own right, thanks to Conan O'Brien and the Walker, Texas Ranger Lever, which started in 1993. Star Trek Voyager, 95. The Angry Beavers. Mike Lewinog, 1999. Little Bear, 95.
Yeah.
Xena Warrior Princess, 95. Uh-huh. Famous Jet Jackson, 98. WWF Livewire, 1996.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood started in 1968. Fred Rogers passed away a couple years later.
Yeah.
Genuinely a saint.
Yep.
Wonderful human being. And a seminal show in the 20th century. Bug Juice on Disney Channel, 1998. Recess, which started in 1997, was canceled in 2001. Zaboomafoo on PBS, 1999. The original run of Johnny Bravo, 1997.
Yeah.
Batman Beyond, 1999. And Angela Anaconda from 1999.
Oh,
yeah. What a strange show. But it's what I think of sometimes when I see Fox Family.
Yeah. So we got some sports, and we'll run through some sports from 2001. I almost forgot what year we were in.
Yes.
And so the Ravens in 2001 for the 2000 season, the Baltimore Ravens beat the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And then
in the 2001 season, it was the St. Louis Rams. Yep. The 14-2 greatest show on turf. It even still hurts to say it. Mm-hmm. Faced the Patriots. And what I was sure as a 10-year-old was going to be an easy win, mm-hmm. because the Patriots were underdogs.
Yep.
And I was like, we're the best team in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way they're beating us. And thus started the Patriots dynasty.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. XFL is founded by WWE chairman Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
The league folded that same year after the Los Angeles Extreme won the league's only championship. September 30th, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, a sixth round, 199th pick from the 2000 NFL draft, makes his first professional start.
Becomes arguably the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yep. After eight-year quarterback Drew Bledsoe suffered a severe injury from Mo Lewis.
Thanks, Mo Lewis.
Ever since, Tom Brady grew to be a legend. Mm-hmm. In the World Series, mm-hmm. the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees in seven.
Mm-hmm.
The Diamondbacks were only 4 years old at the time, yeah. So the youngest franchise to win a World Series. Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling were co-MVPs. The Mariners tied the 1906 Chicago Cubs record with 116 regular season wins. Barry Bonds set the record for most home runs in a season with 73. Mm-hmm. The MVPs, National League MVP was Barry Bonds. American League was Ichiro Suzuki. Rookies of the Year, National League was Albert Pujols.
Pujols.
Yeah.
And Ichiro Suzuki.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about a great rookie year for Ichiro.
Oh, yeah.
Cy Young Award winners, National League was Randy Johnson. American League was Roger Clemens. The Lakers beat the 76ers in five games. Michael Jordan returns to the NBA with the Washington Wizards after 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. Art in the NHL, the Art Ross Trophy winner was Jaromir Jagr for the Penguins. Hart Memorial's Joe Sakic for the Avalanche. Mm-hmm. Vezina's Dominic Hasek for the Sabres. And then the Stanley Cup, arguably, definitely my favorite and one of the greatest Stanley Cup finals of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The Avalanche versus the Devils went seven games. Avalanche win, Ray Bourque, after 22 years. One of the greatest calls in NHL history.
Gary Thorne in history.
Ray Bourque finally gets to hoist the Stanley Cup. Now in wrestling. The majority of WCW's assets were acquired by rival company WWF in March, following the cancellation of its programming, after which former WCW stars began appearing on WWF programming, but still promoted as WCW stars for the Invasion storyline.
Oh, yeah.
Much aligned.
Much maligned.
ECW closed in April due to financial trouble, after which former ECW stars began appearing in WWF programming, but still promoted as ECW stars for the Invasion storyline. The promotion's assets were later acquired by the WWF, which at that point had been renamed to WWE in 2003. Mm. They acquired their assets in 2003.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 17, which is arguably...
It is considered the greatest of all time.
It is a very good WrestleMania. I don't think it's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys agree.
I don't.
Yeah, I would say WrestleMania 17 is very good. Why are they call it X7? I don't know why.
I don't know.
And, like, it's very good. It's not the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My vote would go to 19, personally.
19 is excellent. I was going to say 20,
but in my head I'm like, I also watched 19 a lot.
19 didn't have a lot of filler in it either.
17 is guilty of having some filler. So is 20. But 19 was pretty solid back to back.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, say like front to back.
Yeah.
19 is pretty solid.
17 was definitely on the strength of the Stone Cold Rock rivalry at the time.
It's a culmination of the Attitude Era.
Yeah, exactly. The program that they built and the build to it.
Mm-hmm.
Limp Bizkit's My Way.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're special.
Like, yeah, they've been set as a punchline the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, 19, 20 years. But at the time, Limp Bizkit was huge.
Oh, of course.
Like, Chocolate Starfish had just come out the year before. My Way was a huge song. It was being mm-hmm. played on MTV. Like, and plus, like, the package.
The video, the vignette's probably the greatest WWE's ever put out.
Yeah, building this match to WrestleMania 17. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people really hang their hat on that. But other than that, here are the matches.
Yes.
X-Factor, which is X-Pac, Ratface, Knocker, Just Incredible. with Albert, they defeat Steve Blackman and Grandmaster Sexay.
What a weird pairing.
I know.
It's the pre-show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this has... Yeah. Yes. But still, it was...
No,
it was,
you're not wrong at all. I'm just saying that's on the pre-show, too.
That is a weird matchup. And then at one point...
Well, not the matchup. Just specifically Steve Blackman and Grandmaster Sexton.
Oh, yeah. That is because at that time, he still could have been in Too Cool, Grandmaster Sexay.
Yeah, I think Scotty was injured, and Rikishi. Grandmaster Sexay got busted for weed or something that time.
Yeah. That makes sense. So we'll put you Steve Blackman and he'll kick your ass. You see him even roasting any bones.
Yeah.
But the X Factor theme eventually was sung by Uncle Cracker.
It's not good.
Because of the 2000s. Chris Jericho defeated William Regal in an Intercontinental title match. Taz in the APA. Farouk and Bradshaw with Jacqueline defeated Right to Censor. So the censorship, the quote-unquote censorship heel group. Mm-hmm. With the Good Father, formerly the Godfather, Val Venus, Bull Buchanan with Stevie Richards. Kane defeated Raven and Big Show in probably the most famous hardcore WWF hardcore title match of all time.
Yeah.
Like going all around the Astrodome, all around the building.
Yeah, where they almost cut the power to the whole facility.
Yeah, exactly. In a golf cart during one of their spots. Eddie Guerrero with Perry Saturn defeats Test. For the European Championship. Kurt Angle beats Chris Benoit just in a singles match. Yeah. China beats Ivory for the women's title.
Squash.
Yep. Shane McMahon and with Linda defeat Mr. McMahon and Stephanie and Trish Stratus, which also that, not just The Rock and Stone Cold, but that McMahon family story going into WrestleMania 17, the drama and the story. Like, Vince McMahon will never have a 5-star technical match, but anytime he has a match at WrestleMania, they convey this. They really build to the strength of storytelling, and the story was really intense and emotional, and not just in this match, but in this whole storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reaction that Linda gets when she finally rises from that chair.
Yes. Yeah,
little backstory: Linda McMahon was kind of in storyline was. Basically kind of paralyzed and was stuck in a chair for a while, and Vince McMahon was basically humping Trish Stratus like in front of her.
Yeah.
And then she finally gets up and it's like the biggest reaction she's gotten in her whole life.
Yeah.
And then just kicks him in the balls.
Oh yeah. Because not only like paralyzed, but like catatonic.
Just catatonic, completely
straight faced, which I mean props to Linda McMahon. She's not a good talker, but she can do the whole stoic thing pretty well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just the crowd pop was huge for her to do that spot. TLC match.
Oh, of course.
The tag team titles. Yeah. Edge and Christian, the Dudley Boys, the Hardy Boys. I mean, the most famous TLC match of all time, one of the most famous WrestleMania matches of all time. So many classic spots. Another reason people will cite this as the greatest WrestleMania was that match, and I don't blame them.
No, yeah.
The Iron Sheik wins the gimmick Battle Royal.
It's only because he couldn't take any bumps. That's the only reason.
They couldn't throw him over the top rope.
Yeah.
The Undertaker defeats Triple H, Stone Cold beats The Rock, turns heel at the end of the night. That was supposed to be the big swerve. I think that's what brings the grade down for me, is that like at that point you couldn't turn Stone Cold heel. Like, I'm sure there's an initial shock in the moment. Like, oh, my God, it's in Texas, and he's shaking hands with Vince McMahon, his
the
most
crowd didn't
sworn
pick
enemy.
Up on that.
No, because, like, JR is, like, painting the picture, but the crowd's like, wait, what's going on? Huh? Because they can't hear the
Vince
commentary.
McMahon's come to his senses?
Yeah, exactly. And so it just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So some PWI awards, Wrestler of the Year, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Tag Team of the Year, which PWI is Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah.
The Dudley Boys are the tag team of the year. The match of the year is Dudley's versus Hardy's versus Edge and Christian, WrestleMania 17, sorry, X7. PWI feud of the year, Shane McMahon versus Vince McMahon. Most popular wrestlers, Rob Van Dam. Most hated wrestlers, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So I guess it did something. Comeback of the year is Rob Van Dam. Most improved is Edge. Most inspirational is Kurt Angle. Rookie of the year is Randy Orton. Which is like, huh? Wait. But he didn't debut till like 2002.
Ah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Maybe they're citing OVW, but still.
Probably. Yeah, exactly. But still, it's like, Woman of the Year's Lita, Editor's Awards, Johnny Valentine. And then PWI, The Wrestling Observer, Wrestler of the Year's Keiji Muto. Most Outstanding is Kurt Angle. Tag Team of the Year's Satoshi Kojima and Hiroshi Tenzin. Most Improved is Keiji Muto. And then Best on Interviews is Stone Cold. Some debuts are Jay Lethal, Nydia Guinard, Heidenreich, Sarah Del Rey, Beth Phoenix, Damian Sandow, Maven, Finn Balor. And yeah, that's all I had.
Here's some video games to round out the episode.
Some video games.
Video game systems that were released. GameCube.
I had a GameCube.
Yeah. Game Boy Advance and Xbox.
I had all of those.
Yeah, big time.
You're a gamer guy. Sony works with AOL to introduce internet features to the PS2. Sega says they'll no longer produce consoles and just focus on producing games, and the Dreamcast is discontinued later that year.
Yeah, baby.
Some games. RuneScape.
RuneScape.
Mega Man 64, which is Mega Man Legends renamed for the N64 North American release.
Yep.
Rayman 2, The Great Escape. Everybody loves Rayman.
Yes, exactly.
Mega Man X5 for PlayStation 1, Paper Mario and N64. Conker's.
Love Paper Mario.
It's so funny to see stuff that's still released on N64 even into the 2000s.
Yeah.
Conker's Bad Fur Day on N64.
Where you fought a giant poo.
Yeah, see?
What?
You know. Maybe you're getting that mixed up with Paper Mario. Because Toilet Paper Mario.
Oh, right.
Star Wars Episode 1, Battle for Naboo on Windows.
Ah.
Pokemon Stadium 2 on N64.
Yeah, I had that.
Nice. Did you have The Simpsons Wrestling?
I actually own that right now.
Oh, well, it's considered one of the worst games of all time.
Actually, I did a list recently.
Oh, you did?
For my CBR work real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did a list of the 10 worst video games based on cartoons.
Sweet.
And
hell yeah.
The number one entry was Simpsons Wrestling.
Nice.
It's really, really bad.
It is. So Matt writes pop culture articles for Comic Book Resource.
Yeah.
And this particular article is news to me, so I can't wait to go read it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not just considered a horrible wrestling game. It's just considered just not a good game. Batman, Chaos and Gotham for Game Boy Color. Mario Party 3 for N64. Crazy Taxi on PS2 and GameCube.
Yeah.
Shrek, Fairy Tale Freakdown on Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim on Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
Super Mario Advanced on Game Boy Advance. Twisted Metal Black.
I didn't play that one.
It's considered a really good Twisted Metal game, considering some of the other sequels. I think it might have been after 2, but Black's considered a good game.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 3, A-Spec, Max Payne on PS2, Windows, and Xbox, Pokemon Crystal on Game Boy Color.
I have that one.
Nice.
Do you have WWF Betrayal on Game Boy Advance?
I've never played it.
I heard it's not one of the best wrestling games.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we talk about that
for
a second?
Yeah.
WWF Betrayal is this weird kind of game. It's barely a wrestling game, even though it has wrestlers in it. Basically, you pick one of four main wrestlers, so either you're Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H, or The Undertaker.
Yeah.
And you have to save Stephanie from some bad guys, and you go around just beating up dudes.
That's weird. Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that the one where like Stephanie McMahon is like a damsel in distress?
Yeah.
The cover art is Triple H and The Rock facing off and Stephanie like behind the logo of it, looking like she's about to get dog-napped.
I think I've played that. I think I played it on the way to Jefferson City.
Yeah.
Like on that Jefferson City trip.
Yeah.
It was before I was a wrestling fan, so I was like, I don't want to play this.
Yeah. Maybe it was Madden 2002 you're thinking of.
I did have that for Game Boy Color.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dave Mira, Freestyle BMX 2, SpongeBob SquarePants Super Sponge, which I think we had on PlayStation.
Oh, yeah.
Monster Rancher 3, Silent Hill 2, NASCAR Thunder 2002, Time Crisis 2, Batman Vengeance, which I think is considered one of the worst Batman games.
I own that.
Is it bad? Is it as bad as they say?
It's pretty janky. Mm-hmm. Not as bad as Batman Dark Tomorrow. I had trouble getting past there's this sequence where you're chasing Mr. Freeze in the Batplane.
Uh-huh.
I had trouble navigating through that.
Sure.
Because if you crash, you have to start it over again.
That sucks. There's no like checkpoints or anything?
No.
That sucks. Devil May Cry, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, Burnout, SSX Tricky.
Tricky.
Yeah, it's the speech is my recital. 007 Agent Under Fire, NHL Hits 2002, WWF SmackDown Just Bring It.
Yeah.
Which really started like the rise in the popularity of the SmackDown games.
Really awkward commentary, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Taz and Michael Cole, right?
Yeah, Taz and Michael Cole, but it's kind of pieced together in a weird way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like... For example, Edge has a nice suplex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This match is awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi's Mansion, which was a GameCube launch title.
Yeah.
Super Mario Bros. 2, the enhanced version, was a Game Boy Advance launch title. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. The initial release was on PlayStation 2. And then I think we mentioned in the 2002 episode is released the next year on Xbox.
Yep.
So those are some of the biggest and most notable video game releases. And that's the end of the show.
A girthy 2001.
Yes, exact. Very girthy 2001 and only made better with Matt being on the
show. Excellent input.
Matt, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
It's Matt's third appearance on the show. And we thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. Until then,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.